Hey everybody, this is Adam, Director of Middle School Ministries here at the Chapel in Green. I just wanted to give an update on our sermon podcast. So the past 2 weeks, we had Palm Sunday and then Easter, and those weeks look a little different for us, and so that's why we haven't posted or updated the last 2 weeks. But this past week, on Sunday the 8th of April, we all met together, and unfortunately our audio equipment again failed on us, so we're working on getting solutions to that. But I wanted to give you, especially if you're a parent or somebody who just listens, to be updated on where we're going in the next couple of weeks as we kicked off a new sermon series called Stories on Sunday. And so what we are focusing in on with students and leaders and just everybody who meets together, we're really looking at the importance of our personal stories, the way that each of us, we have a past, and there are so many just different things in our lives that have led up to where we are now. And so I think one thing that students get hung up on, and even I remember myself as a kid, whenever I hear the word testimony, it sparked these ideas in my mind, or what first came to mind was just kind of the story about where you grew up, if you grew up in a Christian home or not, and then kind of you would tell a story about the day when you prayed the prayer, or when you said, "Jesus, I want you to come into my heart," and that's kind of it. Like, we think about our story or our testimony as just like, I was born, I was raised in a Christian home, or I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I did some bad things, and then Jesus saved me, and that's it. And what we want students to be able to begin to understand is that it's important for them to learn how to tell their story. And it's important that they understand that their story is important. I think there's, just this idea that your testimony ends the moment that you're saved. But that's not true. Because for all of us, if we are following Jesus, then he's still working in our lives day after day, long after the moment that we've been rescued. And hopefully that's the case. And if it's not happening, then we even challenge students of, really, maybe you need to take a moment and kind of step back and ask why that's not happening. Because you should constantly be being made more into the likeness of Christ as your life goes on. And there's going to be times where it's up and down and you go forwards and backwards. But in general, if you look at your life from the moment that you say, yeah, this is the moment that I gave my life to Jesus, where you're at now should look different than where you were even on that day. So your story doesn't end the moment that you just say, yeah, I've accepted Jesus, I follow him, and that's it, that's my whole testimony. No, because there are things in your life and in your heart that Jesus continues to call out of us, and the Holy Spirit just continues to work on us through his voice, through scripture, and through the way that he just continues to make us more like Christ. And it's just this crazy process that we participate in throughout our whole entire lives. And so one of the main points that we hit on for students is for them to understand that whether they have accepted Jesus or not, they are in the midst of writing their own story for their life. So even giving them the question of, at the end of your life, somebody gets up and says nice things about you or tells stories about your life, what are they going to say? What will they talk about? What kind of stories will they share? And will the story of your life be one that points people towards Jesus? Or will it be one where you're remembered as something else or someone different? And so how do you want your story to play out? And letting students know that regardless of how they may describe their story now, for all of them, the minute that they walk out of the room on Sunday morning, out of the middle school room, they are continuing to add chapters and sections and parts to their story. And God continues to walk with them through those moments. And really, we have so many decisions to make on how we're going to let our story play out. And Jesus just calls us to follow him, and that's so important. And we want our stories, whenever we're telling them to people, to reflect Jesus in our lives and the fact that he is the one who rescues us. And so that's something that's super huge for students to understand. We talked through the way that stories are such a big part of our lives, like our culture. Stories in and of themselves are huge. And so I talked about some of the stories that I loved to read as a kid. I remember that my mom and I, we always read Go Dogs Go. That was like one of my favorite books. And then there's this other book. It was like a Berenstain Bears book, which pretty much none of the middle schoolers remembered or know about. There was one, though. I was impressed. But this book called Popcorn, where this kid makes popcorn, and he makes so much of it that, like, it fills his whole house, and, like, it blows out the doors and windows. There's just popcorn, like, falling out of this house, and the only way to get rid of it is to eat it all. And it's just a silly book. But just how important stories are in our culture, and the way that movies and music and a lot of good art just tell good stories that ask good questions. And so the hope would be that students understand that, especially those that are already saved, the story that they have to tell is huge and it's important. And that not to get caught up in wanting some type of bigger or more dramatic testimony, that they somehow add fluff to their testimony or throw things in that aren't really true, because that's totally the opposite of what a testimony should be. One, you're lying. That's not something that Jesus calls us to do. But it's the fact that every testimony is huge in the fact that you were dead and now you are alive. Like, you were dead in your sins and Jesus raised you to new life. Like, we've been given a new life. The old is gone. The new has come. Jesus offers us not only life, but life to the full, and how huge that is. And so it's important for students, and I think for adults too, I forget this sometimes, to remember that nothing about your story or the way that Jesus has intersected into your life is bland or boring, because every story of redemption is amazing because you were dead. And God has offered grace beyond measure to where whenever we believe in him and we accept that, we're rescued. Like, he saves our lives, and that's the ultimate story. And so for students not to get caught up, I think one of the most disrespectful and potentially harming things for Christians to say is, man, I wish that I had a more interesting testimony or a more interesting story. And when they say interesting, really what you're saying is like, man, I wish that I would have done more bad things in my life before I knew Jesus, or I wish that my life would have been more horrible, or all these other, and like, instead of thanking God for bringing you through to where you are now, like, you've had trials, you've had all these different things, but I think we look for these like big stories of like, man, I was on hard drugs, or like, I was addicted to alcohol, or I was living this lifestyle that was just horrendous, and I was almost like, I was at the point where I almost died, and all these things. And for some people, that is their story, and it's so powerful, because I think we see that and it's like, wow, God did a crazy thing here. And somehow we envy that, thinking that, man, I wish that that was my story. But it's like, you don't want to go through that. You don't. And so if God saved you from that, even before you knew him, man, praise God that he did that. Because his rescue of you is already huge. Even if you think that, well, I didn't really do anything bad beforehand, or I just kind of lived my life, or I grew up in a Christian home, or whatever. Like, man, don't get caught up in that lie of like trying just to fabricate things. Because it's so important for students to understand that their stories matter, and that they're in the midst of writing them right now. And so their decisions and everything that they do should be changed by who Jesus is and what he's done for them. And then even posing the question of, if you aren't compelled to talk about Jesus and what he's done for you, then maybe we're missing, or you're missing, what he has done for you, and maybe we don't fully understand that. And so I think the more and more that we dig into scripture, and more that we even individually, like myself personally, spend time with God, the more that I see who God is, the more I understand who I am and who I was. And that makes God all the more big and all the more powerful when I see who I was and now who he's made me to be. So that's where we're at in middle school. And over the next 3 weeks, we're actually going to be sharing stories from some of our leaders. And so I love pulling in leaders and having them share testimonies and getting some other voices up at the front other than mine, because everybody's story is important and we want students to see that. So that's where we're going. And would you just continue to pray for us as we dig into this series? So we'll see you guys on Sunday. Thanks.